This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
You are listening to The Arenality on ORFM.
Kia ora everyone, welcome back to The Arenality, a show on the cultural identities of women in Aotearoa, New Zealand. I had a really good weekend. I was part of the Malaysian Students Association's Merdeka celebration. And yeah, so I just came back from celebrating with my community and I'm feeling really great this week just from the amount of socialization I've had over the weekend. I also want to acknowledge that it is Papua New Guinea Tok Pisin Language Week here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and it is really special. There are so many things going on around the country and also down here in Otipoti, Dunedin. We also have the Te Wiki Otearoa Māori Language Week coming up, the 50th anniversary actually, which is really special. And here at ORFM, we've got so much planned in that space as well. Today on the Arenality, I do want to talk to you about something I've been reflecting on lately, which is around childhood dreams and reality. So like childhood dreams versus reality. And I don't know how I got here, actually. It kind of became a spiral when I was looking through old photos in high school. And suddenly, there was a photo of me standing behind, like, against the wall with, like, a photo of a jelly bean. And I'll talk to you about the jelly bean later. But a jelly bean that says journalist. And I think we were doing that for class where we would put our names and our ambitions in jelly beans, photos of jelly beans, and hang them around the classroom for, you know, just for the ambition and for the vibes as well. And I think our class was probably doing that as part of decorating. And I think we did have a Candy Crush theme that year, hence the jelly bean. But yeah, I was quite surprised with having a photo of myself at 15 years old looking at my ambition to be a journalist at 15 and reflecting on where I am now. And then I started just thinking about where things were and like when I was younger than that and where things are later during the years. So let's do that now. So I think it's important to go back to your family and your parents when you think about who raised you and why you became the person you are today. And I do want to acknowledge I was raised in a family of very arts focused. My mom and dad, they met at the Islamic University of Malaysia, and both of them are in law school. So both of them graduated law. They had me in their final year of studies. So I kind of grew up at the university at some point as well. My mom shared some stories of how she would let her doormates babysit me and they would treat me like a doll and change my dress every few hours because it's fun to have a baby. And so I basically grew up in the university at some points as well because they had a nursery there. But both my parents were lawyers until my dad went into the government in Malaysia. So it's really interesting to think about, you know, growing up with parents who were in law school. I actually have never thought of doing law at all. I don't know why. I think maybe my parents have discouraged it in some ways too, but it has never been a thing that they've pushed on us or they've considered for us or anything. So I do want to acknowledge that, you know, that was not necessarily the case for me as well. But what did I want to be when I grew up? I remember that as a child, during kindergarten, I actually wanted to be a stewardess. Why? Because my grandma actually was a head stewardess at one of the airlines in Malaysia. And she would, you know, show me all of her photos, and she would tell me all these stories about how fun it was to be a stewardess, because you could travel and you could wear all these beautiful clothes, and they have lots of training sessions for you. Obviously, as a young person then, and as a really girly girl, I was really excited for the idea of being a stewardess, because it was such a beautiful and you're basically models on air without, you know, thinking about the responsibilities of supporting the people on the plane and also taking care of everyone and making them feel safe. But I think growing up without understanding the depth of the stewardess role, that's what I view the role of a stewardess, traveling a lot and also supporting people when you are up in the sky. And I think that's just really fascinating. You know, I thought it was just glamorous to have that sort of jobs. And my grandma would tell me all these stories that just make me feel like it's such a cool thing. But, you know, I realize now that I was probably even too short to be a stewardess, but in Malaysia, you do need to be a certain height, you need to be a certain, you know, you need to look a certain way. And so that is something that is quite interesting for me to realize, because here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, there isn't really any physical requirements of being a stewardess. But yeah, I learned a lot about like self-grooming and also taking care of my physical appearance from my grandma, which I really appreciate. And that was my dreams as, you know, a child under the age of 7. Really, I just imagined myself being a stewardess. And up until I was a primary school student, that was when I started watching, you know, pop culture and TV shows and Hannah Montana and Disney Channel and Nickelodeon. And I started being quite fascinated by the idea of working in publishing, or, you know, being a magazine editor, or creating magazine segments or things like that. And I love magazines. I would be the person who would beg their parents to buy the latest issue of a magazine, like Teen Pop or anything. Or in Malaysia, we have a teen magazine called Bintang Kecil, which is like for girls, Malaysian girls. And it was the best thing ever, because every 2 weeks they would release an issue and we would just be excited over who's on the cover and like the tips they would give. And that, like, I miss that, you know. I don't buy magazines anymore because things are online now, but I just really miss the idea of curating a magazine, a segment within that magazine. And I don't know, I really liked the concept of iCarly, where you would have video series and vlogs and things like that too. And one of the movies that really, really set it for me was 13 Going 30. And if you don't know, it is a It is a movie about a 13-year-old girl who was very frustrated of her life being 13 and not being able to do adult things. And suddenly, you know, magic happens. She woke up as a 30-year-old and her life wasn't as she expected, really. And in the end, obviously, she wanted to go back to being 13. But the movie, 13 Going on 30, she was working in a really prestigious fashion magazine. And yeah, I just loved the vibes when I was watching that. Didn't imagine myself, you know, working in New York or anything, but I just love the vibes of working in a publishing company. So that has been something that I thought I wanted to do. I was also a very creative person growing up, so, and I enjoyed writing, so I thought that would be something I could explore in the future up until I became a high school student. And so I've sort of grown up from the idea of working in fashion and, you know, that side of the spectrum of writing. And suddenly I realized that I wanted to go into journalism or something that involves traveling and recording stories and talking to people. And I just love the idea of, just creating all these stories where people can read and understand about the different types of people that exist in this world. So that's why how I thought journalism was. And I think I was quite strong with the dream. And it's really interesting because for most of the time of my childhood, I actually wanted something that would involve travel. And this was before I came to New Zealand or anything. So I've always wanted to explore the idea of learning from different people or celebrating the diversity we have in this world. Didn't end up becoming a journalist, but I think there are little parts of me that wished I did. And then, so because I went to a boarding school for the last few years of my high school, I went into a very different type of high school where it's really strict and it's very competitive. And to be honest, I don't really enjoy it 100%, but it really made me who I am today as well, because I learned a lot of skills there. And also you live with all these girls and they definitely have changed who I am. And if not for those 2 years in that boarding school, I would not be who I am today. So I will, you know, I will give credit where I see it. And so here, I do want to talk about how boarding school changed me. It became this place where I realized my environment really shaped who I am. I became so interested in other people's dreams, because most of them wanted to be doctors. Because I was in a science school, they wanted to be doctors, they wanted to be dentists, they wanted to be a pharmacist. And so suddenly, I don't know how and why, and I don't even remember what shifted, but my goals were actually to be a dentist, which was very interesting. Just thinking about that now, I don't remember how it started, but I was doing well in my science subjects. I felt like it was something that I wanted to do. I was part of a A+ in biology class for those who are excelling in biology. And I think the only reason why I was excelling in biology was because I made really good notes, because I love art and I love drawing the different parts of the bodies and connecting them with names and all of that. And I'm a very visual learner. So, I think it was really interesting because I didn't realize the shift and how it changed. But outside of studies in boarding school, I was actually quite involved in my extracurriculars. So I was part of the English debate team. So I was still able to learn social issues and things like that. And I was quite active in it as well. We had debating competitions and outside of school. So we went out and, you know, compete with different communities. And something really interesting as well, I was part of the Islamic body group in school, and I was the head of publishing bureau, which is so interesting to think about because my role was basically creating newsletters. And it was so fun because we all got to think about different segments that we wanted to write about, showcasing different things at school, and we got to print and we got to share it with our school friends. And that was basically what I wanted to do as a child if I was going to be a magazine editor. So it was really fun. I think we, for that 1 year, we did publish 3 or 4 newsletters, and it was something I'm quite proud of. And being part of the publishing bureau, we were also in charge of our it's a smaller version of a mosque. It's called Surau. So imagine a little mosque at school that has a library. So we had the privilege of taking care of the school's mosque's library. And it was fun because we got to curate the books that we can keep in the library, and we can also decorate it and make it as cozy as possible. And I really enjoyed that bit, even though I was very focused on my academics and somehow I wanted to be a dentist at the age of 17. Fast forward to foundation year. Graduated high school, did really well in my science papers, except physics, which I got a B+ for, and came to New Zealand thinking I wanted to do health science because I was used to it in boarding school, and I sort of dropped the dentist idea and went into anatomy because I thought that because I was good in biology, it could be something I wanted to explore. And I don't really know what aspect of anatomy I wanted to go into, probably research or working in a lab. But, you know, the cool thing about being studying here at Otago is you can choose your papers. And lucky me, I got to choose some interest papers. And so in my first year, I took psychology papers, I took sociology. I also took a gender studies paper. And it was really fun because these are topics that I did not have access to in Malaysia. So they were very interesting and I wanted to learn more. That's when I realized that I was doing a lot better in my arts papers than my science papers. So I made the switch from studying anatomy to psychology and gender studies. So even then, I didn't know what I was going to do with my psychology degree. And now I'm working in a radio station and connecting with lots of community members, different community members, and working with young people as well. So in some ways, I do get to use my psychology knowledge. And I'm very grateful for that. And I think, you know, anytime I meet someone who is studying psychology, they would be so worried because I remember even while I was at Otago, I would feel this dread when people ask me what I'm studying and I say psychology because I just know exactly what they're going to say. They're going to say, oh, what are you going to do? Are you going to be a psychologist? No, because that's, you know, that means going into clinical. And I did not want to do that. And I didn't really like the research aspect of it. But I want to do something with it. And because psychology is so broad, there are perks around that. It means you can go anywhere. But it also is too broad where you don't know where you can go with it. And so I do want to reflect on all of the careers I thought I would have from, you know, from being in kindy up until now. It's really interesting to see where life takes you. It also shows how you have absolutely no idea where life will take you, and that's okay. Personally, I do believe that it is, you know, someone out there is writing the story for us, and we just have to try our best and just follow what feels right. It is really important to stay open to different ideas, be adaptable in different situations, and also just trust that things will work out. If your plan A doesn't work, create a plan B. If that doesn't work, find a plan C. And, you know, it can be quite easy for me to say this, but it's really important that we don't feel stuck or we don't feel like there isn't anything for you, because I think this world is so broad. And I'm direct translating here because there is a phrase in Malay where we say langit itu begitu luas, which means the sky is very wide. That might be a really bad translation, but it's saying that there is so many things out there, so many opportunities out there, that it's important for you to just keep an open mind and see where your life takes you. And maybe what you need to do is to reflect on what made you happy growing up. What were the dreams that or goals that you wanted to be as a child? You know, just thinking about everything I've shared today. In kindy, I wanted to be a stewardess. I wanted to travel. In primary school, I wanted to be a magazine editor. I wanted to do something creative. In high school, I wanted to be a journalist. I wanted to travel and write stories. Maybe all those earlier dreams before environments have, you know, pushed all these ideas on me. Maybe that is like the true me, because these are all ideas of myself where I didn't really have any external factors pushed on me. Especially as a child, you don't, you know, they're still clean slate for you. But I'm very lucky. I get to connect with different types of people now. I get to be creative and share all these stories in different forms, in audio and, you know, social media. And also I get to stay curious about people with my psychology background. So very grateful. I hope that, you know, it gives you some comfort knowing that it's okay if you don't know exactly where you need to be right now. Just keep going and always reflect on yourself, your past self, your future self, because that will really help you to see things in a different perspective. I will see you again next time. Ka kite.
You've been listening to The Arenality on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.